proclamation number 8884 dated the November 20th, 1964. Regarding the question of the origin of evil. Continuation of No. 8883. I cannot tolerate any error, yet a suitable vessel must always place itself at my disposal through which I can convey the pure truth to earth. For this reason I'm also subject to laws, for my adversary demands the same right to entangle you humans in error, and although I am in charge of him I do not use my power. I leave it up to the human being to form his own opinion about misleading notions, but I will always induce him to deal with them. For he should scrutinize every religious value. He should reflect on everything but not blindly accept everything that is presented to him as truth from there. For my adversary intervenes wherever the opportunity presents itself. It is not I who leads you into wrong thinking. I will grant truth to anyone who seriously desires it. However, I cannot prevent you from listening to his suggestions. And so I was unable to prevent him from portraying my real nature completely wrongly, and you accepted it because you often had asked yourselves this question already and thus answered it mentally yourselves. And since it was my adversary's intention to lead your thinking astray, precisely this most important question of the origin of evil was answered to you such as you wanted it yourselves, yet far removed from the truth. First I had to fill a pure vessel and explain to you all processes of creation in detail. I had to try to make you understand that I want to be recognized as a supremely perfect being. I had to prove to you humans that I address you again in order to correct this error now which portrays an inaccurate image of me. An image, which portrays my nature as humanly limited, with human weaknesses and flaws, and thus as imperfect. Yet this correction will only again be accepted by the person whose will sincerely desires the truth. But on the whole people are sure that no error occurred because my servant was totally devoted to me. And yet it was easy for the adversary to influence the intellect, which had already devised an explanation beforehand and did not approach me seriously enough for the answer of this extraordinarily important question and distorted the concept of the deity's nature in a way which subsequently made it difficult to believe in my perfection. And it is indeed left up to every individual person to create an image of me according to his will. Nevertheless, his attention shall be drawn to an error which will lead to entirely wrong thoughts. He cannot demand the evidence, but he will believe it if he is faithfully devoted to me and only ever strives for truth. Amen.